This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is billionaire, conservative activist, and philanthropist David Koch has died at the age of 79. Koch and his older brother Charles own the Nebraska-based energy and chemical company Koch Industries. Since 1983, David stepped away from running the company last year because of failing health. The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative donors. Again, David Koch has died at 93. As he considers giving President Trump a primary challenge, former Republican governor of South Carolina Mark Sanford is pointing to overspending and the federal deficit.
We now have a $22-plus trillion national debt. We've never had as high a debt before in our country's history.
He was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The G7 summit begins tomorrow in southwest France. President Trump will be in attendance, and the French President Emmanuel Macron has issued a call for members of the summit to discuss the issue of the record-breaking fires burning in the Amazon rainforest. He calls it an international crisis, and NASA Earth scientist Dr. Doug Morton says he's correct.
The Amazon is a critical resource, a harbor of biodiversity, and a storage of carbon. When it burns, that carbon is released to the atmosphere. It changes air quality for people near and far, and it changes our planet by adding greenhouse gases and exacerbating the problems of climate change.
He was speaking to NBC News. Brazil's president claims his political adversaries have been setting those fires. Well, Democratic Representative Seth Moulton is out of the race for the White House. He's expected to make it official with a speech at the DNC summer meeting today in San Francisco. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, "Just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth, right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Daniel Greenfield joins us now, a showman journalism fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's a New York writer focusing on radical Islam. Daniel, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, important to have you on because you can help so many of us understand why it seems that American Jews, I don't know, for lack of a better word, seem to be confused about BDS. How can that be?
Well, the reality is that despite what a lot of people think, a lot of American Jews really are disconnected from anything. It's pretty much what President Trump said. Their first allegiance is to the left rather than to any tradition, culture, or religion.
And that just seems so amazing to me, and it's always been very difficult. When I was working in L.A. With Dennis Prager, that was one of the first questions I had, is that how can Jews be so aligned with the Democratic Party when the very essence of their platform would seem to be in direct conflict with the culture?
Basically, the answer is that the culture, certainly the religious culture, had largely fallen away. It's the thing you see among some Christians as well who are liberals. Their first allegiance is to this notion that their mission is to save the world by saving the whales and saving the environment and bringing in refugees, but there's no sense really of God in that.
And that's really, it's hard to understand that you have, but I guess, you know, in history, when you read about the Jewish nation, it wasn't like even the children that came out of Egypt going through the desert, it wasn't, in spite of all the miracles, and clearly the hand of God being so obvious, it's not like everybody believed in God.
And that's true of human beings in general.
Yes.
Fallible, we're flawed. It takes a while for us to actually understand what's happening, and many people never do.
Exactly. Well, and then so here we are, and I, again, it's just one of those things that's a bit shocking, because you would think that the Jewish, of all people, the people that have declared never for you know, the kind of persecution that they were subjected to in World War II, that this would never, the Holocaust would never happen again. But the BDS is yet again another form of Holocaust, is it not?
It's certainly the same kind of anti-Semitism. And, you know, when we talk about the whole never again pledge, you have to ask why that was necessary in the first place. What were American Jews doing while the Holocaust was going on? And in practice, the FDR administration had the unqualified support and even worship of a lot of Jews, despite the fact that FDR was anti-Semitic, that he expressed himself on numerous occasions, a complete lack of concern and even a desire that the Nazis should finish their work. And that's something most people don't know.
So when Trump goes to them in much of the same way that he went to Black America and just saying, look at the empirical evidence, is this just another case of wrong gospel, wrong church, so to speak?
Well, there's a statistic that I like to quote. It comes from the end of the Obama administration, which found that among Jews who attended synagogue at least once a week, a majority opposed Obama. Among those who didn't, the majority supported Obama. So there are different demographics. Among more religious and traditional Jews, Trump has a great deal of support. Among those who are, frankly, irreligious and leftist, he's never going to win their support. So just like among Christians, among Americans in general, there's a major split. There's a cultural, traditional religious split, and that's what Trump really is getting at.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, again, I've been using this word. It seems to be overused this week about Trump being an exposing agent. And even after, the outrage by many of the statements made by Ilhan Omar and Tlaib, it's just unconscionable, some of these statements. And of all people that you would think would really come out aggressively against it, it's like, for the sake of whatever party the Democratic Party has become, they're letting go of things like what we're talking about that you think should be a natural response for them, and they just kind of just let it go and give them a pass. And it's amazing, especially for people of faith, at least in the circles that I travel, to get crickets from the Jewish community on this.
We saw pretty much the same thing during the Iran deal. The Obama administration was shipping a fortune in cash and foreign currency to a regime that was openly calling for the mass murder of Jews, that was openly funding terrorism, and again, the response was support for the Iran deal. So again, there is just a significant portion of people who are Jewish, who may have Jewish last names, but who are hard left, and they simply don't care. There's a portion of religious and traditional Jews who are going to be conservative, and there's a great mass in between, and really it's those people who have to make a decision.
Well, as you write, Daniel, Omar Barghouti, the Qatari founder of the BDS movement, he's been living in Israel for 25 years. Which is kind of interesting, because here you have the Netanyahu administration saying they would not allow Omar or Tlaib to come into Israel. They had an opportunity to come, as we know, and some people are hard to admit, but they had the opportunity to come with other representatives, elected officials, and they chose not to, and they rather wanted to, be aligned with the Palestinians, the radical group that had invited them, which was, a clear signal as to what their intent was. But meanwhile, you do have Omar Barghouti there in Israel, an activist who helped introduce the boycott of Israel to the world. So you say spent many of those years arguing that he should be allowed to live in Israel, attend Israeli schools, and shop for Israeli products. So he's there.
Yeah, he is there. There's a great deal of hypocrisy in this regard. What these people claim is that they want to boycott Israel. In practice, what they want to do is generate controversies. They want to play the victim. So they want to get into the cycle where they're going to harass people. They're going to align themselves with hate groups. And then when there's any kind of reaction, they're going to run away and play the victim, which is exactly what Omar and Tlaib are doing. That's what they always do. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I think is quite rich is, speaking of Barghouti, as you go on to write, you say one concession to his own BDS principles was that he got caught cheating on Israeli taxes. That's pretty rich, isn't it?
It is, but at least he's true to his principles in one regard. He may live in Israel for 25 years. He may use Israeli roads and Israeli services, but he's not going to pay the taxes, and that he had $700,000, part of it in lecture fees, in an American bank account. So these people come to the United States, they deliver their lectures attacking Israel, calling for BDS, then they go back to Israel. In practice, they leave the money in the U.S. bank account, which is what he did and what he got caught doing. And a lot of that money, again, comes from taxpayers, because much of this is a campus tour, which means some of this money is coming from student fees, some of it's coming from various grants to public universities. So in the end, we're actually the ones paying for the hate.
Well, what Americans, Jews, don't understand about BDS, boycotting BDS, is the best way to beat it. Daniel Greenfield is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Do I have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, is an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. And we're talking what American Jews don't understand about BDS. And the reveal in his recent column is about this Omar Borgodi, the Qatar founder of the BDS. BDS movement who has been living in Israel, taking advantage of all their services, cheating on his Israeli taxes, has something like $700,000 in an American bank in order to avoid said taxes. You know, that's kind of interesting. It's almost like America has become his offshore banking institution, huh?
Now, under Obama, of course, he was able to freely come and go into the United States. Under the Trump administration last year, he was actually barred from entering the United States. So that was a welcome development.
Now, when you say boycotting BDS is the best way to beat it, how do we do that?
There's been a great deal of emphasis on the sense that these people have a lot of power, that we should pay a great deal of attention to them. In practice, actually, I don't believe that we should be paying nearly that much attention to them, because what these people largely benefit from is stirring up controversy, is trying to engage people in their hatred. If you actually start ignoring them, a lot of it just goes away. In the sense, that's what Israel did when it barred access to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and you're exactly right, and I've questioned that myself, Daniel, is that we seem to give AOC and, you know, these four women of the modern-day Democratic apocalypse more time and space than is necessary. Even Nancy Pelosi has tried to minimize their effect, but there are millions of followers, and the media especially, they have become, you know, the darlings for the mainstream media.
Gotten anything done. What they get done is largely publicity. You can't actually point to any legislation that they've successfully passed. What you can do is note that they're in the news all the time.
Yeah. And what are they doing for the cause of unity? They talk about it and even cry about it. But at the end of the day, do you feel better after their presentation? Do you feel inspired to get together and cheer USA, and the American ideals? Or do you feel like, you know, somehow, you know, they're the victim and mean old Donald Trump and the American people that support him, the deplorables, they need to be out of power as quickly as possible, however way we can make that happen, whether it's impeachment or voting him out of office?
Yeah, it's always about the emergency. It's always about the threat of President Trump or whoever else is being mean to them right at that moment. It's very childish. He hurt me. He said something mean about me. We need to completely transform the economy so this never happens again.
I mean, let's talk specifically about American Jews under the Trump economy. How are they faring, Daniel?
So I haven't seen any statistics, but the economy has lifted pretty much everybody else's boats. I would think that things are good.
Yeah, I guess, and to that point, which what Donald Trump was saying this week, is that, okay, I mean, he's willing to accept that people don't like him. You know, he's, okay, I get it, you don't like me. But you got to like what I've done for you, whether it's your 401k, your paychecks, your hourly wage. I mean, last time I checked, according to labor statistics, hourly wages have gone up. I mean, forget about this minimum wage cry. You know, we've got a robust economy, and if we had any kind of cooperation, imagine where our GDP would be right now. Where would we be in terms of our trade situation with China? I mean, certainly the USMCA would be closed. It'd be a done deal, and we'd be, you know, American people would be benefiting from it. I say that once that's done, we can, you know, take a look at and get the Japan trade deal squared away. And it's not like they're all that resistant. They're just kind of waiting on us. But the focus seems to be so much on China, and China figures, hey, why not wait this out a little bit? Because to hear Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats, there could be a new sheriff in town, so why should we mess around with Donald Trump? We could probably get a better deal with the Democrats than we could with Donald Trump.
That is exactly the problem. You have to have a united front when negotiating with foreign countries, and the Democrats have been going on endlessly about Russia, about collusion, about undermining the United States. The reality is, when we actually got into a trade dispute with China, they're the ones who are actually undermining. They're the ones who are sending the message that just wait a few years and everything will be fine, and that's inflicting pain on the United States economy, and that's really something President Trump, I think, needs to emphasize that he hasn't actually been able to do for whatever reason. We've actually seen Democrat officials doing this with Iran. We've seen John Kerry actually telling Iranian and Palestinian Authority and other leaders abroad to actually just wait Donald Trump out. I would suspect that some people are telling China the same thing.
And what John Kerry has done and others, you know, from the Obama administration, I mean, there are laws in play, but it just seems that the powers to be either just want to ignore it or not even exercise it, and maybe because there's so many things. I remember when Donald Trump, his first week in the Oval Office, and one day he came out into outside of the office, and the press was there to meet him. They said, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" He had this look that was quite telling, and it was as if he saw a ghost, and he basically just said, "Man, it's worse than I thought." And I think, you know, this is what he's been dealing with. And to his credit, as a businessman, as a true chief executive officer, he's had to go after the corruption, the ineptness, the, you know, call it what you want, that has been going on and has been languishing for years in our government. Things that has us wasting so much money, Daniel. And, you know, to his credit, he's the only guy that I know that has really made a true attempt to go after this. And, of course, this is why he's getting maligned at every turn. And anybody that supports him, we're all being invalidated and told that we're inconsequential to the solutions to this whole process. And when Donald Trump and the rest of us are just saying, hey, look, how about the rule of law? Why don't we just, if we made that adjustment and committed ourselves to following and being, you know, rule keepers, what would America look like today?
That is an excellent point, but the problem is we're dealing with a culture of lawlessness. We're dealing with what President Trump accurately called the swamp. That means special interest. It means corruption. It means, where really are those turns of dollars going? We're not spending nearly anything in relation to what we're actually getting. So where is that money going? And that's part of the conversation, really, that scared so many of the people in the government about President Trump. When he began talking about draining the swamp, that meant putting an end to the corruption, which really fed their hysteria.
Exactly. Well, corruption, obviously, that is beyond the intelligence community. As you say, money that has been spent out, $16 billion, for example, in Baltimore. And here it is, overrun by rats and rodents and whatever. And, it's absolutely pathetic. And when you go $16 billion, that's a lot of American money. And what do we have to show for it? See, this is what having a CEO in the Oval Office looks like. CEOs know, Daniel, as you and I understand, it's about ROI. What's the return on investment? That is Donald Trump's gift to America, and that is his default perspective. And it is a perspective that most Americans, certainly I'd say a majority of the 63 million that voted for him, that this is so academic. Is okay, we've put all this money out there, whether it's to Puerto Rico, Baltimore, you know, Los Angeles, California, you just go right on down the line. What do we have to show for it?
Unfortunately, that is really the problem. It's the challenge. Speaking of California, for example, there's a recent controversy here in which an organization that grosses about $1.6 billion a year was actually diverting money from funds that were meant to help HIV patients into promoting leftist ballot initiatives. And this sort of thing goes on over. It's why putting money into Newark, putting money into Baltimore, putting money into Chicago and Detroit, all that money just seems to vanish. There are people who are making that money vanish, and much of it is going to leftist causes, to leftist politics, to money being moved back and forth. You have municipal unions that negotiate ridiculous contracts. The cost gets passed along. The federal government provides grants for projects that aren't actually needed, and so on and so forth.
Well, Daniel Greenfield has been our guest, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel, where can they go for more information to be in touch with you?
The Freedom Center's Front Page magazine is still absolutely the best place to find me and to find some great commentators who aren't me.
We'll leave it there and leave you with the last word. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to... You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is billionaire, conservative activist, and philanthropist David Koch has died at the age of 79. Koch and his older brother Charles own the Nebraska-based energy and chemical company Koch Industries. Since 1983, David stepped away from running the company last year because of failing health. The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative donors. Again, David Koch has died at 93. As he considers giving President Trump a primary challenge, former Republican governor of South Carolina Mark Sanford is pointing to overspending and the federal deficit.
We now have a $22-plus trillion national debt. We've never had as high a debt before in our country's history.
He was speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Colostrum LD, that super health product. It's been absolutely doing wonders for me. Go to Bill Martinez Live. Click on the banner ad. It'll give you all the information you need to know to get back onto the road of excellent health, because that's what we want for everybody, right? Well, you know, what is going on with the Dems? They're flipping, flopping. It's Medicare for all. Well, maybe not quite so all. Even Bernie Sanders has had to back up a little bit on this. And we're going to be talking with Elaine Parker here in just a few moments. She is the communications officer of Job Creators Network. And, you know, particularly that it just appears that the Democrats, you know, it's almost like, in part, you kind of have this sense that maybe they're winging it. Is that what you think? Because you know, they're just really trying to feel their way out. They got started early on the campaign, as we all know, when you have so many people on the stump here. Let's bring Elaine Parker on right now. We can talk more about this. Elaine, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. You missed all the early part when I was, you know, bragging about you. So we'll just assume that you heard it. I was saying good things about you, that you're here to, you know, help us, you know, sort all this stuff out, because we need help. You know, the Dems, they're flipping and flopping like, a parked, you know, salmon right there on the deck that's running out of air.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. These presidential candidates are not moving away from plans like Medicare for All because they think it's a bad idea. They're doing it because the public thinks it's a bad idea. And beyond the slogan, Medicare for All, which seems to poll well, as soon as anybody learns anything about it and that they're going to lose their private health insurance, it drops in support like a rocket. I mean, that's the reality of it. And that's why they're moving towards something that's still government-run, a public option, and still just, you know, we see it as even more dangerous because it's really just a Trojan horse to take us down that path.
Well, we've already ridden that horse, have we not? I mean, you know, with Obamacare, what a mess. And it's like, okay, you know, because this is the thing about Democrats, is that there's always a need for more money and more time. And regardless of the disaster, that's all they need is more money, more time. And here they want another bite at the apple, so to speak, on Medicare for All or a government-run health care. And, you know, the whole idea is just an absolute disaster. And I think that America, you know, has experienced enough of this bad news. That's why it fell off like a rock. You know, like you say, it sounds good on the surface, like so many of the policies and that the Democrats are presenting. But when you start looking in the details, and you don't even have to get that far into the fine print to realize, as you say, in this particular case, we've got another Trojan horse that we're dealing with.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, and what the American public and hopefully your listeners need to understand is that many of these candidates running for president that are now criticizing the current healthcare system and want to reform it are the same people who voted for the current system that's in place. You know, we all come from a place that we agreed there were problems that needed to be fixed and issues that needed to be addressed, but we upended an entire system. And we didn't need to do that. We needed to address some of the issues. Now we've exacerbated the initial issues with pre-existing conditions and other issues like that. But we've blown the cost, the core cost to cost. We've got unaffordable premiums. You know, the reality is the Affordable Care Act is a terrible name because it's not affordable for anyone unless you're getting subsidies. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. And less and less people are actually qualifying for subsidies. I recently read a report that from 2016 to 2018, enrollment among people who didn't qualify for subsidies has dropped like 40% nationally. That's 2.5 million more people who can't afford to be in those exchanges. You know, where do they go? How do they afford insurance when premiums are, you know, $1,000 a month?
Yeah, you would think, Elaine, that the Democrats would take some responsibility because they really hijacked a fifth of our economy at a time that was inopportune. I mean, here we are trying to dig our way out of this recession, and they go, let's offer free health care. Let's offer government-controlled health care. You know, we lost professional doctors at a time when there was already a doctor shortage. I mean, this was a disaster from the get-go. The website formulation of it all, the government offices, he said, look, we can do this for, you know, under $1 million. And the Obama administration and their wisdom said, no, we've got it covered. And they hire somebody else outside for, I don't know, what was it, $17, $18 million. And then it didn't work. I mean, it's just been a fiasco. So now I guess we're supposed to trust them, that they've got this under control instead of working with the Republicans, which is what they should have done to begin with, and say, okay, look, we've got to take this on as a corporate responsibility, not as a party responsibility. Let's come together. Let's make it work for the good of America. But, you know, sadly, because of their, you know, their distaste of Donald Trump, and, you know, they must stay up at night just trying to, you know, just tormenting themselves, figuring out, okay, what else can we do to cause problems for this administration? And they think they're just hurting the administration when they are, you know, just adding to the problems that the everyday American citizen is having to deal with, brought to you by these policies and by this resistance, all in the name of We Hate Trump.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And the reality is, the facts are clear. I mean, all you have to do is look to other countries who are under government-run healthcare or single-payer systems, and we see that there is a shortage of doctors under socialized medicine. We see that wait times are increasing more and more and more. I mean, just look at Canada. 60,000 people a year flee Canada to escape that health care line, and many of them come to the U.S. because they can get health care right away.
You know, Canadians don't want us to go that way because then they have no outlet, right? Where are they going to go if it's not here?
Exactly. And in the U.K., there's about 4.1 million people who often wait on a waiting list about 18 weeks just to get treatment. Mm-hmm. Imagine being diagnosed with cancer and then being told 18 weeks from now we'll actually begin treating it.
I have a specific example on that, Elaine. I have a dear friend, his daughter. She was working in London, diagnosed with cancer, of course, takes advantage of the healthcare system, goes there, and they go, yeah, you've got cancer. Well, of course, the immediate reaction is, let's get it done. Let's take care of it. What's going on? They said, well, you're in a queue now. Well, what does that mean? You got to wait. Well, how long do I got to wait? Well, we only do 16 of these a year. So it's probably going to be 3 years before we deal with you. Well, needless to say, next plane to America, she's coming back to the country, to her father and some California hospitalization and doctors there and took care of it. But she was, a case in point. I mean, like you say, average 18 weeks, but in her specific case, because of the type of cancer she was dealing with, she's in a queue for 3 years, if you can imagine. You know, a lot can happen in 3 years with cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to come together as a country, and all of our politicians have to come together, and we have to make the moral case to the American public for free market health care that includes more choice, not less, infused competition and price transparency, because we know that in every industry that works, and healthcare is no exception. Just look at LASIK surgery, for instance.
The
prices come down 50% since 2000. And why? Because we can shop around for it. We know what the prices are, and the technology has gotten even better. The procedure's even better, and it costs less. So why can't we work with that kind of system in our full healthcare system and help Americans achieve a system that works for everybody and is affordable?
Well, we have to make sure that we're electing government officials and our representatives that are looking out for our interests above party interest. And, the sooner the better, because this continues to languish. And we have people that need health care in our country, Elaine. And, I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about it, and we'll stay in touch. Elaine Parker, the communications officer of Job Creators Network.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hey, Bob Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, nice and loud, too, okay? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Adam Holtz joins us again twice in 1 week. An absolute honor whenever we can have PluggedIn.com's director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, as I mentioned. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing okay, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm in Kauai, Hawaii, so, I'm a little bit better than okay.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. Good. So, it's been a week. I won't go into detail, but I'll be glad to see this one in the books.
Well, this is why we have an awesome God that serves us and takes care of us and watches us, right, and gives us hope. Speaking of which, before we talk in about what in God's name is happening to Christianity. Yeah, I'm really excited about the release of Overcomer. You and I have talked about this several times.
Yeah.
But the Kendrick brothers have just done a stellar job. I'm telling you, the families that I've spoken with are just delighted with this movie. And I was with a group, and they had said previously War Room was their most favorite Kendrick movie to date. And then comes this one, Overcomer, and that is just knocking people's socks off.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and I think delightful is the right word. This is obviously the Kendrick brothers did War Room, they did Courageous, they did Fireproof and Facing the Giants, and they really excel at identifying a theme that they want to build a story around, and this time around it's finding your identity in Christ, and it revolves around a young 15-year-old, I think she's 15, cross-country runner who's had some pretty deep struggles, and a struggling former basketball coach who gets reassigned to be the cross-country coach, which he isn't thrilled about. And both of them, along with some other characters, learn some really important lessons about identity, that our identity is not in our mistakes, it's not in our past, it's not in things our parents did or didn't do, it's not in our jobs. It's not in our hobbies or our passions, but our identity is really on the foundation that Jesus laid for us. And so
exactly.
This is a terrific movie. It's so rare that I can just say, hey, pack up the minivan and go see this. But this is
I'm with you on this one. Bless people. I mean, in fact, we'll help you pack up the kids and everything. I mean, you are going to laugh. Yes, you'll cry. I mean, you run the emotions. I got to tell you, in terms of wordsmithing and the development of writing, the Kendricks brothers are really refining their art.
Yeah,
I was really impressed with this script. I don't know if you feel the same thing, but I just have noticed that, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that they get better with every movie, and it's not like revolutionary progress, but I think if you go back and watch some of their earlier stuff and then watch this one or even War Room, yeah, they're continuing to hone their craft, and they're phenomenal storytellers.
Exactly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a must-see, I'm telling you. The money well invested.
Yep.
It'll be a joyful event for the entire family. I don't know if you got a copy of Alex and Steven's devotional book that they wrote that is, goes along with this movie. I mean, I got to tell you, it is powerful. All, you know, based on the book of Ephesians, and it's titled Defined. And that has been another blessing, you know, from the Kendrick brothers for me and
yeah.
In our household. Well done. I recommend get your hands on that book, Defined, as well. But the movie especially.
It, but, you know, it really seems like they're honing in on this idea of identity, which obviously you know, and I know is a huge theme of Ephesians. So anyway, I cut you off. Forgive me for that.
No, not at all. Hey, we're friends. It's okay. We always do this. This is what I love about our interaction all the time. I always tell people, you know, the style is, hey, we're sitting down having a cup of coffee. And,
yeah.
You know, because I happen to be here in Hawaii, right? And everything here is we talk story.
Yeah.
That's it. We're just talking story. So I appreciate the interaction. Hey, well, let's talk about Skillet Frontman, the article that you wrote. He asked, what in God's name is happening to Christianity? What's going on?
Well, Skillet is, for those who aren't familiar, a hard rock Christian band that's been around since, I believe, 1996, a long time in the music industry. And they have carved out a pretty interesting niche in that they're openly a Christian band, but they also talk a lot about difficult, hard issues, and they have a huge mainstream following. They are one of the most successful rock acts of any kind, Christian or not, in the last probably 10 or 15 years. They really know what they're doing. And John Cooper is their front man, and he recently came out on Facebook with a post, and I'll just kind of summarize it, but he was referencing Joshua Harris, you know, who recently sort of denied his faith. He was the author of I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and then there was another worship leader who has talked about sort of moving away from the faith. And so John Cooper didn't mention them by name, but he was basically asking the question, you know, what's happening that these people are not only losing their faith, but thinking that they should maintain their public platform as they move away from the faith and potentially influencing others to do the same. And it was a really prophetic kind of post, and not prophetic as in, you know, big P prophet, but, you know, basically calling us to account to the truth. And I love what he said.
Well, that's part of the office of the prophet.
Absolutely.
You encourage, but
absolutely,
you also confront. So, no,
exactly.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So, near the end of this post, he wrote, "It's time for the church to rediscover the preeminence of the Word and to value the teaching of the Word. We need to value truth over feeling and truth over emotion." And I just said, amen, amen, amen. And it's not that feeling and emotion is bad, but, you know, he talked about how so often in our culture these days, those are the arbiters of what we think is true. And he goes back and basically says, look, we've been dealing with these things for 1,500 years, 2,000 years. You're not the first person to have a doubt. You're not the first person to have a hard question. And it was just, I think, a really clear call to return to the Word of God and let that be the lens that shapes how we see reality, not our feelings, which come and go, and they're up and down, and they can be anywhere, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, which the Bible warns us about, that we get tossed to and fro, right? So
exactly. Yeah, don't be tossed to and fro. Have that anchor. And that's really where he stuck the landing on this. He said, brothers and sisters of faith all around the world, pastors, teachers, worship leaders, influencers, I implore you, please, please, in your search for relevancy for the gospel, let us not find creative ways to shape God's word into the image of our culture by stifling inconvenient truth. And it's rare that I want to just get out of my chair and cheer for something, but man, he has absolutely nailed it here.
Well, according to the Barna study that came out recently about churches that are doing well and churches not doing so well, and the analysis is in a general context, churches not doing so well, and of course the mainstream media picks up on that and religion is dying. But you've got to break it out. What it is when you look at the church in total, and what John is pointing to is you have an infiltration of current cultural thought and activism that has crept into the church and it has polluted it. And so those liberal churches that have embraced liberal doctrine, they are the ones that are losing members. They are the ones who their attendees are saying, this doesn't work for me. You know, they want to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so the churches who maintain a conservative doctrine and a consistent doctrine, consistent with a biblical worldview, those are the churches that are growing. So, here it is. You got to take a look at the numbers. You just cannot look at the headline. Because if you're emotionally based and you see that headline, you go, okay, well, this is the way it is. So I can, do as I darn well please and kind of keep one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Ain't going to happen.
No, that's right. And so much of this, even though he doesn't go into it, revolves around the issue of sexuality. And I think that we've gotten to a place in our culture where we feel like, in the mainstream culture, not the church, that we can't be fully actualized as, human beings if we're not fulfilled sexually. And that just flies in the face of Scripture. I mean, Scripture, it's an important part of our creation, but it's not an ultimate thing. Our sexuality is not in and of itself transcendent. It reflects the transcendent God who created us. And when we throw him out, we elevate something that was never meant to be worshipped. And so, a lot of this revolves around the LGBTQ issues. And to suggest that somebody perhaps has a sexual expression that isn't healthy or normal, well, our culture just says, that's crazy. You can't say that. But Scripture gives us a grid to evaluate what's true, what's right, what's good, what is healthy. Bravo to John for taking a stand, standing up for what's right here.
Exactly. Well, we're in the culture, not to be of it. And that is the challenge, because we're so pulverized by, the cultural influences. But going back to what you said earlier, Adam, if we're not anchored in the truth of God, then we're like flotsam, in the sea of life, just going all over the place. And we're like the Bible says, the people without vision will perish, or they're cast off restraint. That's what's going on in our country today, is that we're casting off restraint. And as J. Vernon McGee would say, is that somehow we don't even have shame anymore. We don't even blush over these things anymore, right?
That's exactly
right. It's pretty crazy.
So we need the truth.
Well, we got to leave it there. So look forward to talking to you again next week. Adam Holtz, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers,